Diabetic Coma by All-Star Medics. Description: Diabetic coma is a life-threatening complication of diabetes mellitus, resulting in altered consciousness or coma. It can arise from diabetic ketoacidosis, DKA, usually in type 1 diabetes, hyperglycemic hyperosmolar state, HHS, non-ketotic hyperosmolar state, usually in type 2 diabetes, severe hypoglycemia due to insulin or oral hypoglycemic agents. All forms cause electrolyte imbalance, dehydration, and metabolic derangements, leading to altered mental status, seizures, or coma. Pathophysiology. DKA, insulin deficiency, hyperglycemia, lipolysis, ketone body formation, metabolic acidosis. HHS, extreme hyperglycemia, osmotic diuresis, severe dehydration, hyperosmolarity, altered mental status. Hypoglycemic coma, glucose less than 2.8 millimoles per liter, inadequate cerebral glucose, CNS dysfunction, seizures, coma. Risk factors: poor diabetes control or missed insulin, infection, trauma, surgery, myocardial infarction, medications, steroids, diuretics, alcohol, dehydration, elderly patients for HHS. Signs and symptoms: general symptoms, polydipsia, polyuria, weight loss, fatigue, lethargy, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain. DKA specific, Kussmaul respiration, deep, rapid breathing, fruity acetone breath odor. HHS specific, severe dehydration, hypotension, neurological deficits, confusion, seizure, coma. Other findings: low GCS, hypotension, tachycardia, poor perfusion. Investigations: blood glucose, random plasma glucose, urinalysis, ketones, glucose, protein, FBC, evaluate infection, HB, WBC, UNA crime, electrolytes and renal function, LFTs, rule out hepatic involvement, ABG, metabolic acidosis, DKA, serum osmolarity, important for HHS, glycosylated HB, HbA1c, diabetes control, CX-ray or ECG, to rule out infection, cardiac complications, blood cultures or urine MCS if infection suspected, and electrocardiogram, detect hypokalemia or hyperkalemia effects. Management. Number 1, ABC approach. Airway, assess and protect, intubate if GCS less than 8, breathing, oxygen supplementation as needed, circulation, establish 2 large bore IV lines, monitor vitals and perfusion. Number 2, fluid resuscitation. DKA, 0.9% NaCl 15 to 20 milliliters per kilogram in first hour, then 0.45% NaCl if corrected sodium high. HHS, aggressive isotonic saline, 0.9% NaCl to restore perfusion, followed by 5% dextrose when glucose less than 14 millimoles per liter. Number 3, insulin therapy. DKA, IV insulin infusion, 0.1 U per kilogram bolus, followed by 0.1 U per kilogram per hour, continue until acidosis resolves. HHS, insulin started after adequate fluid replacement, lower doses 0.05 to 0.1 units per kilogram per hour. Number 4, electrolyte management. Potassium, start supplementation if K less than 5.0 millimoles per liter, monitor serum K every 2 to 4 hours. Other electrolytes, phosphate, magnesium as needed. Number 5, treat underlying cause, infection, antibiotics, myocardial infarction, trauma, or other precipitating factors. Number 6, monitoring, hourly glucose, vitals, neurological status, urine output via catheter, ABG and electrolytes frequently. Number 7, hypoglycemia management, mild, oral glucose, severe or comatose, 50% dextrose 25 to 50 milliliters IV, or glucagon, 1 milligram IM or SC. Complications: cerebral edema, more common in children, hypokalemia-induced arrhythmias, thrombosis and DVT, acute kidney injury, sepsis, multi-organ failure. Key points. Differentiate DKA versus HHS versus hypoglycemia by history, labs, and clinical features. Fluid resuscitation is the cornerstone of DKA-HHS management. Monitor electrolytes closely to prevent cardiac complications. ICU or high-dependency admission recommended for severe cases. Address precipitating factors to prevent recurrence.